It's the first weekend in October. Breathe. We've made it this far and right into Fall Fest and spooky season. Let's get started in Delaware. On Friday night, the Goth Ball is at Rockwood Park and Museum in Wilmington. The annual fundraiser helps restore Rockwood's historic mansion and gardens. Expect live music, drinks, vendors, and even a haunted Victorian walk preview. Recommended dress code? Intense, moody, mysteriously sexy. The Goth Ball starts at 7. The Revolutionary Germantown Festival happens on Saturday at Cliveden on the 6400 block of Germantown Avenue. If you can appreciate learning more about the past, you'll love the reenactments, the blacksmithing demos, food, and family-friendly fun. It goes from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Also on Saturday, the 19th annual Paws Mutt Strut is at the Navy Yard. Bring your furry friends and walk the 1.5 mile course along the Delaware. Make sure they're wearing their Saturday best because there's a canine costume contest. Dogs can also enjoy paw print painting, agility courses, and the beer garden. Well, that's for you, not for the dogs. All proceeds support Paws. It goes from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Let's go from the dogs to the stage.
Agree, I'm the 10 amongst these threes.
Six returns to the Academy of Music, part of the Broadway series. The musical rendition of Henry VIII's doomed six wives, well, in truth, he only had two of them beheaded, allows them to reclaim their voices in the pop concert meets history musical that won a Tony Award for Best Original Score. Six goes through Sunday. Some of us like food, others, we just like to eat. If you know the difference, head to Eakin's Oval for the Philly Eats Fest on Saturday. 9 Philly eateries, including Chickie and Pete's, Rocco's Italian Sausage, and the Flavor Spot will be there. While you eat, you can also enjoy a full-fledged concert with Ari Lennox, Freeway, and the Clips hitting the stage. Eagles legend Brian Westbrook, the team's mascot Swoop, the cheerleaders, and the drumline are dropping by too. The fest goes from noon to 5 p.m. and admission is free. Singer, songwriter, and Americana artist Nico Case hits the Met Philly on Saturday with songs from her new album, Neon Gray Midnight Green.
Please come back soon.
With multiple Grammy nods and collabos with Katie Lang and Laura Vares, she's one of indie Americana's most enduring voices. The show starts at 7:30. Calling all grown folks, Raphael Sadiq is coming to the Keswick Theater on Saturday.
I'm talking to the whole world and the educated fool. We always talk about the youth, now let's talk about you. We all have responsibility.
His No Bandwidth Tour is a one-man retrospective of his three-decade musical career, from Tony, Tony, Tony to producing and writing for Beyoncé, Solange, and D'Angelo. The show starts at 8. More soul? Say less. Lee Fields and the Expressions are at Ardmore Music Hall on Sunday. He's been at it since the 60s with hits like Faithful Man and It Rains Love. He's in town to support his latest album, Sentimental Fool. If you like your soul authentic and your R&B gritty, you'll want to check him out. The show starts at 7. It's okay to be a sentimental fool. It's the weekend. Find something that moves you, whether it's food, music, or culture. There's so much to choose from. We invite you to our website, whyy.org/things-to-do, for anything you missed and for details on Manny Young's Out and About Fest. It's 3 days dedicated to the LGBTQ plus community, culminating in a live screencast of the Rocky Horror Picture Show. Don't threaten us with a good time. I'm Tanya Pendleton, and I'll be back next Thursday with more things to do. Whatever you choose to do, have a great weekend, everyone.
I've got to keep control.
jump to the left.